Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary from Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am.
Thank you so much, sir. Are you registered to vote as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you so much. This November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in Aurora are heading more in the right direction or wrong direction?
It's really hard to say. But, you know, because I'm a truck driver and I spent like 3 weeks away from Denver area, so I'm not really sure. But what the news I read, it looks like there's a problem with immigrants and homelessness and everyone not.
Okay. So would you say ground direction, probably?
Yep. I would say that, yes.
And what is your opinion on how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek generally, do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, or as having a lower quality of life?
Oh, lower quality of life.
Thank you. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District? Would you say excellent, good, or not so good, or poor?
I would know because I don't have any kids in the public school. So I don't have any family there that goes to public school, so, you know, I can't opinion on that.
Understand. And how familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and schools within Aurora Public School District, including its size and geography, territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
No.
Thank you. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I have no idea. I'm a renter.
I understand. Have you heard about the have you heard, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
No, I haven't.
Thank you. While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? You can afford and absorb this increase without any problems, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requires cutbacks on other spending, cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, does not apply because you're a renter.
Yeah, it doesn't apply.
Thank you. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an 800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have you on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
Not much impact at all.
Thank you. If the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no? The ballot says, a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide older students with high-quality educational facilities, repurposing the schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, adding additional spaces in the school for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services. Would you vote yes or no?
I would vote probably yes.
Thank you. Also, Aurora Public School may ask voters to approve a 30 million mill levy override ballot issue without increasing property taxes. Will fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff? Would you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Following up, do you agree or disagree with this statement, those against these Aurora Public School bonds and mill levy ballots may take? The statement says, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new Aurora Public School bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already will spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Would you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Aurora Public School bonds and mill levy ballot issues may make. Would you please rate each as very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on this ballot? The first one says, providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with the students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Would you say that is a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason to vote yes?
I say it's a strong reason.
Thank you. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanism on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. For you, that is a very strong reason, somewhat a strong reason, or weak reason to vote yes.
I think it's a strong reason to vote yes.
Thank you. The bond will fund a skills training program called PTECH, a partnership with a community college, Aurora Public School, and local employers that include specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduate ready for to fill available jobs. This is for you a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes.
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. Many Aurora Public School buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years, just like any home and property this old. The buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so this school lasts and the students have good learning environments. For you, it's a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes.
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. This large bond and teacher pay meal levy come with no tax increase. This is strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes?
Somewhat strong.
The best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape. Is that strong reason, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes?
Somewhat strong to vote yes.
We almost there with the survey, but thank you so much for your time. The next question says, with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. This is a strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason to vote yes.
It's somewhat strong.
Thank you. Providing the students and the staff with the updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep the students engaged and excited about learning is for you a strong reason, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes?
Somewhat strong to vote yes.
Thank you. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools, the best school district in the state. Is a strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes?
Somewhat strong.
Okay. Bond funding will allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for success in kindergarten and through their K-12 education. This is a strong reason, somewhat strong or weak reason to vote, Jeff?
Somewhat strong.
Thank you so much, sir. Finally, having heard all this information, would you say yes or no on the following Aurora Public School November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build a state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure other buildings are repaired and maintenance and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. You will vote yes or will vote no?
I would vote yes.
Okay. A $30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff and no additional property tax increase. You will vote yes or vote no?
No, I'll vote yes.
Thank you so much. Just a few questions for statistical purposes. Would you consider yourself male, female, or older?
Male.
Thank you, sir. What is your age? 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
59, 64.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you own or rent your current place of residence? You say own. You say rent, right?
Rent, yes.
Thank you. And what county do you live in?
Arapaho.
Thank you so much. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District? You say no, right?
No, I don't. Yes, that's correct.
Thank
no.
you. Well, with this, we already completed our survey. I appreciate your time and kindness helping me with this question, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your night, okay?
No, thank you. You have a good one.
Take care, sir.